Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each and every week, teaching you truth about American justice and the American way of life, for which we stand unabashedly firm. Got a good show for you this week, folks. This is, as so often is the case, there's so much more to talk about than we have time to do it. I remember when I very first started this show, it's been 10 years now, close to 10 years, I thought, what do I fill up airtime once a week? Oh, my goodness. We just don't ever lack even 1 minute for things to talk about. And that's the case today. The report from Mueller is just about done or may be done. And from what I understand, Mueller has not even shown up at his own office other than once or twice this entire year. So this thing is winding down and winding down fast. Richard, how are you this afternoon?
I'm fine, Jack. I guess I didn't know that about Mueller at all. But then again,
yeah, he's not. This is not like their. You know, it's like their last thing was, you know, putting the nails in the coffin of Manafort, who really is not a good guy. But
no,
you know,
exactly.
For them to just go back and dredge up all this stuff after all these. I mean, he's not a good guy at all, and it isn't
right.
Like I feel sorry for him, because he has done so many criminal things. But in a town where criminality is the norm, and people have done this, and all we need to do is take a look. I would like for somebody to put down what is the beginning wealth for every congressman that's there and what it is now, and take the people that have been there for, let's say, 10 years or more, and compare their wealth to what it was to begin with, in particular, because when you have people that retire like Dirty Harry, and he's worth $200 million, and when he came in, he couldn't get a visa because his credit was so bad. And when you have...
Are you talking Harry Reid?
Yes.
Harry Reid? Oh, okay. You said Harry Dirty
Reed.
Harry. I want to make sure people
Dingy
understand
Harry.
Who Dirty
I,
Harry.
Dingy Harry. thank you for the correction. Thank you for the or Pelosi or and it isn't just them. There are Republicans that are just as corrupt, and which brings us to our first subject, and that is Trump has just executed his first veto, going against the Congress that, does not want to sustain his national emergency at the border. Now, there are those that say this really isn't. This is a fabricated emergency. I don't believe that for 1 minute. Do you?
No. God, no. You know, the thing... There was a thing on Facebook where they showed, what's his name, the Democrat in the Senate. God, my mind just lost it.
Schumer? Chuck Schumer?
Chuck Schumer, yeah. This long, drawn-out thing that he did in the 2006 or 8, somewhere around there, where he went on and on and on about why we needed border security and we can't sustain all of these people. I mean, it was just everything that Trump has said, and now because Trump has said it, and they don't want to give him a win. This is all political. It's all political.
Yeah.
They don't
yeah.
want to give Trump a win, so now they're against it. Unbelievable.
Well, you know, they took a pledge to support the Constitution and to defend the United States of America against all enemies, domestic and foreign. And they took this pledge, and they swore in a Bible, with the exception of one or two who swore in a Koran, and said that they would do this. And it's as if that means nothing. It's kind of like, you know, the marital thing. Do pledge to forsake all others. And say, well, you know, I mean, you know, this is the 21st century. I'm not really, you know, I mean, I'll let my wife be my main squeeze, but I'm not going to let her just be the only squeeze. Because that's kind of the idea that many people have now. And it, you know, and it, of course, it doesn't work. But the loyalty of many of these people in Congress isn't just suspect. It's clear that it does not exist. This, more than anything, is what galls people like you and me and makes us say, you know, they keep talking about, well, you know, and they call you people like us white nationalists, like somehow we were going to put on, you know, a white cap and be part of the Ku Klux Klan. When the truth of the matter is that all we want is to abide by the Constitution, our freedom of worship, our freedom of speech, and our freedom to own guns that is part of our Constitution. If they would abide by our Constitution, then yeah. Now that brings us to the wall. And Trump vetoing this, and many of these Republicans saying, well, that's because this is really a constitutional issue. He shouldn't have this authority. Okay, I'll grant you that the Congress is the one that should have done the laws, that have made the laws. And when we had the House of Representatives and the Senate, it didn't get done. Why not?
Because Trump
that's
wants
not
it.
Rhetorical. Well, no, I don't think so. I think it's because Paul Ryan didn't want it, and he did not allow the thing to go forward the way that it should have. And with McConnell saying that, well, we need collegiality, so we need 60 Democrats. I mean, excuse me, 60 senators to support it. That meant that when we had 51 and a majority, that we would never get anything done because you've got essentially 9 Democrats that would say, no, we're not going to do it. So nothing happened. It was a waste of 2 years. And now the crisis is getting worse and worse and worse. And Trump has been decisive, clear. I'm for what he is doing 100%. Would I like for the Congress to have done its job? Hell yes. Did they do it? Hell no. Should they have done it? You bet. But we got a bunch of really congresswomen. What do you think about that?
Well, but, you know, they did a survey, and the majority of this country wants the wall. I mean, it was like,
well, they've
I
done
know,
all
65,
you know, they,
go ahead.
They've done, you know, they have surveys that say that Americans don't, and then they have surveys that say they do.
One of those groups that is, you know, they're not left or right. They're hopefully right in the middle. Reuters. And they're the ones that said it's the majority. But how can you – there was a woman that was a lieutenant governor down in that area, Arizona or whatever, that was saying, you know, right now for the children that are in our custody without parents, there's like 750 of them. And I got it mixed up. It costs $750 a day to keep them. And just that alone in a year is $1.5 billion. And then she said, add all of the rest of it in, there's another $3 billion. So you're talking $4.5 billion to support the illegals in this country. And, I mean, how fast? She says, you could pay for the wall in less than 2 years.
So 90% of illegals are in the welfare system in one way or another. 90%. 90%.
Yeah.
90%. That's $175 billion a year.
Uh-huh.
That would pay for a wall on the southern border, on the northern border, and also to border off California from the rest of the United States. Plenty to spare afterwards.
Yeah.
People just don't understand
how much this welfare is costing this country. And
this is just federal welfare. There's state and local welfare that's added to it. So, you know, this is a huge expense, and we're only $22 trillion in debt. This is a debt that is so large that it's almost unsustainable. And here we are, we're bankrupting. The poor people, they're not our responsibility. It's not our job. That's not our job to do that.
No, I agree.
And, you know, the American people are getting wise to this. They're not going to just continue to just allow this kind of stuff. And these fools like Beto O'Rourke, since he isn't a congressman, I can't call him Representative O'Rourke, and he loves to be called Beto. So he, you know, I don't want to be, you know, sexist. So instead of calling him Mr., we'll just call him Master. Master Beto wants to take all the walls down that are already in existence, including the one that is between El Paso and Juarez, the most dangerous city in the world, Juarez, Mexico, and between Tijuana and San Diego. That would nullify the United States as a sovereign nation. It would just allow this free passage, which is what has made Europe so for French people, for Germans, for the British, for the Italians, the Spaniards, to just be French, German, English, Spaniards, or Italians. It's just because there's this influx of these illiterate, mean-spirited people from the Middle East. It's really a very, very bad situation. Before we get we're halfway through already, and I want to talk about what's happening with the Mueller report. From all indications, it's either almost done, or perhaps it is done and has been given to the Attorney General, and we just don't know it yet. Now, thank God for Bill Barr. When in his hearing, when they said, "Will you recuse yourself from this?" He said, "I'm not giving up any. I'm not recusing myself from anything. I'm not giving up any of the power or authority of this office by pledging it away in order to secure votes for people that weren't going to vote for him anyway." Good for him
just
for
make
having
sure
the
make
cojones.
Sure, make sure people know that Bill Barr is the new Attorney General. I mean, I'm not sure a lot of people put the name together with the fact that he is the new Attorney General.
Point of interest. You know, thank you. I should have said that and didn't. All right. Now, when he gets this, his all he has to do, the report is to him. It's given to him. It's also given to the Deputy Attorney General, and it's given to the House Judiciary Chairman and Senate Judiciary Chairman, which means it's given to Adam Schiff. I think he's head of the Judiciary, and it's also given to Lindsey Graham. And those people get it. Now they, you know, they're sworn to secrecy, which, you know, they may or may not do. But he is not required by law to do anything other than give a brief overview of what was said. Now, I believe that because this has been so contentious that he should release everything, or as close to everything as he possibly can, plus the Trump rebuttal at the same time, which has been prepared. Let the American people see for themselves what this entails. Then let's see Horowitz, who is the Inspector General. For the judiciary, see what he has come up with, because I believe he's waiting until this is done to talk about, you know, all of the things that have been referred for indictment based on, you know, Comey, Strzok, Page, or all of them. And then that will happen. Plus, we've had this not a special prosecutor in the same sense as Mueller, but who is Huber, who was the district deputy attorney general in Utah, and has been working in Tennessee, I believe, to where he has been looking at many, many things himself. Now, with Horowitz having a crew of 600 people, that's a lot of people.
Oh my gosh!
600, and they've been working on this nonstop for a year without anybody saying anything, no leak. And, you know, Horowitz is a big Democrat, but he's an honest man, and he believes in the Constitution. I think that we are not going to even believe what comes about from all of this. I think it's going to hit the fan big time. Because you know what they're even speculating about now? That the original Steele dossier was not even written by Steele at all, but that it was literally written by operatives in Russia who wanted to take out Donald Trump. And so now he's being charged with being in cahoots with Russia, and it may have been the Russians themselves that provided all of this stuff that is, you know, has not been founded as true, and that it was pulled together by Nellie Bell, Nellie Orr, Bruce Orr's, he was number four at the Department of Justice, pulled together by her for Glenn Simpson, who is head of Fusion GPS, who gave it, not it paid for by Hillary. All of this is paid for by Hillary. Gives it
Hillary or the DNC? Is it Hillary direct?
Hillary and
or
the DNC.
DNC?
Yes. Yes.
Both.
And
okay.
Gives it to John McCain because he hates Trump so badly, and we know how bad he hates Trump because Obamacare was failed to pass by one vote, and that one vote was John McCain, and it was his flipping off. It was his last vote ever, and it was a flip off to President Trump, to the Republican Party, to the American people, because his hatred for Trump was greater than his love for the United States of America, and that should be put on his tombstone. Not all the accolades.
No, wait a minute. Go back for a second, because you said he voted against Obamacare, but he voted against Trump repealing Obamacare, right?
Yes. Yes, that's what I'm not.
Okay.
And
McCain was the one that stopped it from actually happening by that one vote. Yeah.
By that one vote.
And you're right.
He
how
might
much
as
he
well,
hated. How much he hated.
Yes. Yeah. He gave the finger to the American people and to those. He won his last term in office based on his pledge to get rid of Obamacare.
Yeah.
And when he had the chance to do it, he didn't do it. It was the last vote he ever made. And, you know, and when he died, oh, what a wonderful hero to America he was. Bull, bull, bull. It's not true. He's, when he was a prisoner in Vietnam, yes, of course, great service. At the end, not so much. Not so much. So here we are, and we have got all of this stuff, just one conflicting thing after the other. Pretty amazing, isn't it? When the Steele dossier was given to McCain, of course, it was his aide, literally his chief of staff, I've forgotten the guy's name, flew over to London to physically pick it up. They didn't just send a PDF of the stuff. They picked up the actual stuff and he flew back.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was brought to the FBI by McCain. McCain's chief of staff. And the reason for that is they thought it would be better received from a Republican than a Democrat. When the original FISA warrant was signed by FBI Director Comey, it was based on this being true and accurate, and there was no exculpatory evidence allowed into it, which is against the law. And then when they said that, that this Steele dossier was corroborated in order to get the original FISA warrants to spy on the Trump team. And then when Comey talked to Trump later, after Trump won, he said, well, there's this dossier going around, it hasn't been corroborated. Well, if it hadn't been corroborated, and we know that that's true because Comey said that he said this to Trump, then
how did they get a FISA warrant?
Yeah, based on his signature saying that it was corroborated. So that alone lying to the – if you're the FBI director and you out and out lie to the President of the United States about something involving him, he should have been fired just for that alone.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, and you know what? There isn't 0.1% of Americans that know this. They just don't put it together. Which, of course, is why.
Well,
the time,
a lot of them
it's
don't
the
care.
Requirement of the dynamic duo to put forward the truth, justice, and the American way. Well,
now
this is what's happening.
Let me ask. Because a lot of, again, with the amount of people that we deal with in the different countries, FISA, the FISA warrant is, the FISA court is federal, foreign intelligence something, right? Isn't that what FISA stands for?
Foreign FI. It's FISC because it's the Federal Foreign Intelligence Service, the Surveillance Court. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court.
So FISA, yeah.
And so where they have that's the court. The FISA, it's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Agency, and the court is part of the agency.
Yeah. Okay. It,
you know, it just
and
that. Just
how many of these
stuff.
Different FISAs? How many different FISA did they get? They ended up getting like 3 or 4, didn't they? So I mean,
four.
They continued to lie to the court.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to me there should be some judges somewhere saying that there should be some people go to jail just for that, period.
I agree.
And you know, if you go back to the beginning of what you were talking about, Paul Manafort, none of this, he would not be in jail today had they verified that dossier was fictitious. Because that brought on the Mueller investigation.
Brought in the whole thing.
They couldn't find out anything on Trump. So they just started weeding out and going after people that they could. And what he went to jail for has absolutely nothing to do with any involvement with President Trump. Nothing.
Correct. Correct. Absolutely nothing.
Unbelievable. Absolutely nothing.
And so unfair.
The beat goes on.
Listen,
and the beat goes on.
We've got 1 minute left. And so what is it that's going on that you would like to just, you know, give us a little benediction here towards the end? We got 1 minute left.
There's a gentleman that is been sentenced to 10 years in prison in Iran for mocking the Ayatollah. And the reason he was in Iran was he had met a woman on Facebook or Instagram or whatever and went over to Iran to be with her. And as far as I'm concerned, me personally, he should rot in jail for somebody as stupid to go to Iran for anything.
It just tells you
stupidity.
How desperate guys are to find a woman. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my God.
That is so funny.
Yeah. Now he's got 10 years in prison for it. Unbelievable.
Well, you know, if he'd
the beat goes on.
10 years in prison anyway.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
God.
We'll be in. I'll get in trouble for that one. Listen, we got to run. God bless you. God bless the United States of America, and we'll talk to y'all this time next week. Bye bye.